welcome to the world of cryptos and welcome to the Crypto Corner. Now, it has been an interesting week, hasn't it? Let's take a look at it. If we look at CoinGecko, which is my current favorite directory, then we see that the market cap has increased since we spoke last time to 364 billion, with a small decrease at the moment of 2.7%, which is normal, nothing unusual there. If we look at the top coins, also nothing unusual here. Well, we've got Chainlink with minus 8%, but it had an increase of already 40% in the last 7 days. And as always, we sold by those 7 days, and then the picture changes significantly. Normally, we have got around 15 to 20 coins that achieve more than 15%. This time, we've got over 50 coins that achieve more than 15%. And I guess that one or the other of you is contemplating in investing in cryptos now. And there, I'd like to just give you some recommendations. The first is, if somebody recommends something to you, just be very careful, because not everybody has got your best interest in mind. And you can do the same research they are doing. So let's take a look at here, Band Protocol. That's an oracle like Chainlink. If I click on this one here, I'm just showing you how this system works. Then we have got here the current price. Here's the website. So if you click on this here, you will be redirected to the website. Medium.com, that's publications. Etherscan, this is an ERC20 coin, so based on Ethereum. Then you've got the Reddit, Twitter, Telegram. So that's where you see the community talking about this coin. And if we scroll a little bit further down, then we have got the numbers of this coin. So in the last 30 days, Band increased by 600%. Currently, we've got a retracement of 23%. Also, I would say this is normal here. And if you're interested in buying something, then there's some interesting numbers. Like, for example, what was the all-time high? It was $17. So that's... one day ago, as you can see here, one day ago, we achieved all-time high here. And the all-time low, which was November 25th on 2019, so 9 months ago, it increased 6,399% from that day. So that's interesting statistics. So probably I would not invest in something that just had its all-time high, because I assume that short-term there will be no significant growth in it. If you're interested in anyway buying, then you click here on markets. In markets, you have got all those exchanges listed that are trading, where you can trade Band. So on Binance, you have got two or three possibilities. One, Band with USDT, with Tether, with Bitcoin, and with the Binance coin. Here you see the price. So, of course, they will be all more or less the same. And then you've got the depth. The depth means... how far can you go before there is a significant impact on the price? Yeah, so if I go, for example, into Hotbit, no idea what type of exchange it is, and I want to buy $4,000, then I will get significantly a higher price than those $13.13. Whereby if I've got $1,000 to invest in Binance, with Binance, then it will have no effect. Oh, this is the price I will get. So this is how you read the plus 2% and the minus 2%. It's an interesting number if you want to invest in coins, because some of those coins that people are recommending as the next big thing have got absolutely no liquidity. And then it's difficult to buy something, and it's very difficult to sell also something. Yeah. And once you have bought something, my recommendation is always not your keys, not your coins. So the recommendation is, as always, to put it either on a ledger, which is this here, or on a Trezor, which is this here, because that's currently the state of art in regards to the security of cryptos. If you're planning to buy one of those, then go only to the original website and buy it there. Don't buy it on Amazon. Because you can, I heard sometimes some of those hardware wallets have been compromised. So always go to the original. It takes you probably 4 weeks or 3 weeks longer to receive that device. But I think that investment is a very important and very good investment. Otherwise, be very careful in where you're investing. Do your research. Don't trust. I mean, listen to what experts have to say, whether they recommend Band or Chainlink or whatever they recommend, but then do your own research. I showed you how to do that. So you go into every website and see where you want to put your money there. And last but not least, also be very careful with exchanges, because they're exchanges that are dangerous. So, I mean, Binance, Coinbase, and so they are here from the Western world. You can more or less trust them, although I would never keep, I said, never keep any coins on those exchanges. But you never know. If you have to do KYC, in other words, you have to give your passport picture or driving license, address, telephone number to these exchanges, you don't know what they're doing with that. Like in the case of Coinbase, they said that they're going to sell your data. So I don't know if that's in your interest. Anyway, that's it from me today. So I hope you enjoyed, you learned something. I wish you a fantastic week, and I really hope we'll be seeing each other next week again. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert. And just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency market. Always remember that cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile, so you should only spend what you can afford to lose.
I don't like it when Robert says things that make me scared. It's like, yeah, I gave my driver's license to Coinbase. Should I be worried now? Robert, comments?
And he says, I don't trust.
That's because they're centralized.
Yeah. And I just, like, can I assume that the government knows everything about me anyways? But
probably.
Yes.
But would that
the
be
government
tax,
issued my.
Would that be like IRS tax purposes?
Yeah, I suppose so. But yeah. I mean, selling my info to the government? So I don't hold my crypto in a centralized exchange at all. However, I do use the exchange to transfer funds between right. US dollars and Bitcoin, for example. So. We'll be right back.